Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. No se lo va a negar.
Si la mujer pide. It is a Football Friday as we take all the stations, Papa. Taking all the stations on a Football Friday. Football Friday brought to you by Yuengling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle, Yuengling. Spread your wings. Hoopsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Dolphins are getting 19.5 points now on Sunday.
Kane should win.
Canes are
42
or 41 point favorites. Lee Sterling's a professional sports handicapper. He's going to join us in like 15 minutes. He, by the way, was 6-2 on this show last week.
He really was 6-2?
6-2.
I knew he'd been rolling, but that's amazing.
He was rolling, 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 which is his theme song, by the way. Oh, not the DMX version. Not the it's DMX and Limp Bizkit that have the rolling remix. But no, he likes the old Rawhide, rolling, rolling, rolling. But I can't argue with him. Dude was 6-2. I mean, come on.
That's great. I didn't learn until I started gambling with you that 54% is great?
You go 4-3. You are thrilled,
yes,
right? 3-2.
Yes.
You are thrilled. 6-2? That's the best week of your life, man.
I'm telling you, that's impressive.
So we got a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon on this Football Friday. One of the things that I do want to make time for is to laugh at Adam Gase. I find this to be a fun exercise for everyone involved. Here's the thing about Adam Gase, because we saw this. He likes to blame other people. Yep. We read that column from New York Daily News where after his first loss, he blamed everyone. And even the next day, where he had a couple moments where he blamed himself during the post-game press conference, the next day he took all that back. He had watched the film, and it was all execution. It was nothing on him.
No, never.
Now, Adam Gase, who likes to blame players and never himself, can you imagine how it is killing him inside that his quarterback got mono? Like, he likes to blame them just on football stuff. Can you imagine? Because he's a no-nonsense football guy. Go out there, play football, pull your hat down, have your eyes dart across the room.
Hell with your spleen.
Yeah, and he's got a quarterback who has mono, which I thought was a high schooler's disease. I really did. I didn't know that adults get mono. Although, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, he's a kid.
He is a puppy.
Sam Bradford's a kid. He's closer
and
to
he's not married. He's in New
right,
York.
Right.
He's running around, man. You know, y'all explain to me. Some people like to just kiss in the mouth for fun.
Oh, the best nights. I mean, the best nights in high school. Good makeout session.
Good. Every time you say that, it just gets under my skin. A good makeout session.
I mean, listen, you want to whore yourself out, you knock yourself out. I like a good makeout session with the right girl.
Hug and just go back to the party.
Hug you, rub up on him. All right, I'll talk to you in history class.
Done your body after the kissing and petting? Don't you get excited?
Somewhere? Oh, time of my life.
And then what do? Just let it stay there, hang out.
So here's Adam Gase.
Tuck it under your belt.
Did you hear? Did you hear his press conference yesterday when he announced that Sam Darnold? I was gonna say Sam Bradford again. When he announced Sam Darnold had mono. Like, he couldn't even bring himself to say Sam Darnold's name. He could only refer to him by his jersey number. Like, do you have that sound? This is Adam Gase. Picture him. You know, he's got the hat pulled low down his eyes, and he's announcing to the media that his quarterback is not going to play because he's got mono.
And then 14 has mono and will be out for this game. So Trevor will be starting. And Luke Falk will get elevated at some point and be the backup. So That would be that.
That would be that.
He's doing it. You watch this, Solana, right? He's got like that look on his face. It's just a look of disgust. Mm-hmm. 14's got mono. He will be out. I didn't realize that he dragged Luke Falk up there with him. I had no idea. So, he's got Trevor Siemian being backed up by Luke Falk.
Players are trying to get on other teams real, real fast so he doesn't sign them.
It is so.
Who? The Jets? No, let's see. Didn't the Broncos call? Like, didn't the Bengals call?
Hide and seek.
No, leave me alone, guys.
I mean, this guy just having the worst time that he's ever had.
And
man.
I think that's the best part about it, where he's like, at some point, we'll have a backup QB. Like, He's so defeated.
Yeah. He's so defeated. It's week two of his tenure in New York. He is defeated. There's been column after column. And then did you see the headlines today? I texted you guys. The back page of the New York Post said, I got to look at our text thread. Because the New York Post and the New York Daily News had really funny back pages. They do really clever stuff. Let's see here. The New York Daily News, because the mono affects the spleen, yeah. It's a picture of Sam Darnold, and it says gang spleen. Instead of gangrene, which is brilliant. And it says, Jets kiss Sam, and maybe season goodbye as mono stricken. And then the New York Post, the back page of their sports section, Sam Bradford laying, you know, they put
Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
Why do you like this damn Bradford?
I don't know. It's crazy. It's not like he's a Hall of Famer. Sam Darnold in a hospital bed. It is just a made-up photo. Like, they took Sam Darnold. I almost said Sam Bradford. They took Sam Darnold's picture. They put a little thermometer in his mouth. They have like one of those ice packs on his head. And then they've got lipstick kisses all over his face. And it just says, sick joke. Jets kiss off and maybe – Jets kiss QB and maybe season goodbye as Sam gets mono.
I think about it. If you're out 2 in the morning and get arrested, I can say you're hurting the team.
Right.
If you go out, get drunk, and you're hungover, and you're dehydrated, and you can't practice, you're hurting the team. Like, can you say he's purposely hurting the team? Like, is Gase justified to be upset with Sam Darnold?
No, but, well, yes, you can be.
What did he do?
He got mono. Tighten up.
He got sick.
Tighten up. You can taste mono. You could taste mono in saliva. You could taste it. You got to get away from that girl real quick.
You're the kisser.
That's right. I get in there. You got mono. I'm getting out of here.
You can smell the mono. Ooh, a little mono mouth.
You got
over
some
there.
Of that mono, don't you?
You kissed Allison?
I mean, think about
it. You didn't smell the mono?
Think about Adam Gase, because what a football guy he is. Have you ever heard of a player missing time because of mono?
No. No.
I mean, honestly, how long have you been around the game?
Oof.
I
started playing when I was 10, 25
and now,
years.
Now make it the quarterback where, again, you've attached yourself to this guy. You're the quarterback whisperer. You're in the biggest market in the country. And your quarterback, after a rough loss, by the way, comes down with mono.
And it's crazy that I've had guys actually have worse things that happen to them, but mono keeps you out because you get so weak and your spleen
the recovery enlarges. Time, and they say that you can't even like work out or anything because you're so lethargic and whatnot. So like, he's gonna miss a significant amount.
I know some VDs. I know some crab guys.
Right,
crabs don't keep you out of a game.
You told us little peanut butter and
peanut butter suffocates them.
Just suffocate everything
and the eggs because crabs lay eggs in your follicles. You didn't know. So.
A little peanut butter, a little crunchy peanut butter.
Smooth.
Smooth, creamy peanut butter.
Yeah, they'll find a little air bubble in the crunchies.
Let's get ourselves some headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Hawks started off the simulcast by saying the Dolphins are at 19.5 right now, underdogs at home versus the Patriots.
I'm waiting, by the way. Like, I think it's going to go up. I think it's going to go up to 20 or 21.
That's when you're pulling the trigger?
I'd like to wait till at least 20. When it gets to 20, we're taking the Dolphins plus the points.
I like it.
It was at 20 earlier, but it has dropped. Yeah.
I know. I think it'll come back.
Kickoff is at 1 p.m., but Adam Schefter reported earlier today that Antonio Brown will, in fact, be eligible for Sunday.
All right. Anything else?
The Canes host Bethune-Cookman tomorrow in their home opener.
Get that W.
Kickoff is at 4 p.m. from The Rock, and the game can be heard on 560 The Joe WQAM.
Dr. Chuck Metzger chiming in on Twitter. There is no odor associated with mono. Again, going to have to disagree and pull rank here, Dr. Chuck. Know when you're needed. Anything else?
If you get mono, you can't have good hygiene.
Anything else?
NBA veteran Sean Livingston has announced
he is... Says the guy who had creamy peanut butter plastered all over his...
Had nothing to do with my dental hygiene. No,
had to do with someone's hygiene.
I think his name was Michelle. If I ever see her, I'm going to let her know about herself.
Yeah, I hope you do.
You need to wash, ma'am.
What were you saying, Solana?
Sean Livingston retired from the NBA, yeah. And the Marlins begin a three-game series in San Francisco tonight. First pitch from Oracle Park is at 10:15 p.m.
Right. I've been looking forward to this weather report because I want to know what the weather's going to be like for the Hurricanes and the Dolphins games, which will both be home Saturday and Sunday. So go ahead there, Solana.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. According to the Miami Hurricanes' official Twitter account, football account, Canes Football, there is a 0% chance that the game can be canceled due to weather. That is coming, seriously, from the Canes football.
Okay, but what is the weather going to be like?
There is a tropical depression off the coast of Florida.
I don't want to know if it's going to be canceled or not.
I think that's very important
for
people.
No, that doesn't tell me if it's going to rain or not. I want to know if it's going to be raining during the game.
There's going to be a 65% chance that it will be raining in Miami Gardens.
Okay.
I was going to get to that.
That's what I was looking for.
On Sunday, right now, there is a 40% chance that it will rain in Miami Gardens. As of right now in SoFla, there's 71% chance of humidity. Visit Hialeah Park.
I lost track. What happened with the Dolphins weather report?
There's a 40% chance it'll rain on Sunday.
Okay,
in Miami
all right, hey, okay,
hey,
all right.
Take it easy.
I mean, these weather reports are very serious.
Yeah, I
people
know.
Wait all hour
know,
for them.
I know.
People wait all hour for the weather, and you ruin it.
You mean person. Person waits all hour. And you're staring at them.
Visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's redent or visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment. 6-2 last week. That's making you money,
yes.
People.
We've made a little money with Lee.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So he's going to join us. Hurricane season is here. We know that, obviously. Hurricane Dorian was a huge wake-up call for a lot of people. So the time is now to call or visit BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. BNT is the company my wife and I use for our home. And it really is this different feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. BNT, we have Brett and Tom come out to the house. They showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors would serve us well. And what a difference when we had to get ready for the storm. And then all of us here in South Florida, obviously, including BNT, they want to help the people of the Abacos and the Bahamas who really suffered at the hands of Dorian. So for September, 5% of all material sales from BNT Impact Windows and Doors will be donated to the appropriate charitable organizations that are helping those affected by Hurricane Dorian. And in addition, BNT is accepting donations at their corporate location, which is 590 Southwest 9th Terrace in Pompano Beach. And to thank you for the donations, BNT has given away a free upgrade of windows to a lucky raffle winner. So for every donation, the donor will receive a raffle ticket. And then on September 23rd, BNT will draw a name for a lucky winner. And that winner will get a free upgrade of Impact Windows for their home or a family member's home. And if you want more details, stop by their showroom, speak with a representative, or check out their Facebook page for the official rules. And trust me, again, as a homeowner in South Florida, having PGT custom windows and doors just makes you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or go online to bntimpactwindows.com. Going to talk a little gambling. Hopefully get some winners from Lee Sterling next on Hockman and Crowder. Football Friday. By the way, you could join Zaslow for a Dos Equis college football watch party at Mickey Burns Irish Pub in downtown Hollywood tomorrow, 7 till 10 p.m. You could join Zaz and the promo team. win some prizes, enjoy Dos Equis, watch all the primetime college football action. So join Zaz there. Dos Equis College Football Watch Party, Mickey Burns Irish Pub, downtown Hollywood, 1921 Hollywood Boulevard, 7 p.m. on Saturday night. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. Twitter account is at Paramount Sports. And I always point out, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on.
But we make money off of him.
I'll tell you what, if he puts up another 6-2, I'll start paying him to come on.
He's rolling.
Play up, play rolling
for him.
There
we go, yes, sir.
Let's go. That's his theme music.
Rolling. I like it.
Lee Sterling!
Is that what he wanted?
Lee Sterling is rolling. He is really rolling. Picking up the winners, Lee Sterling! I don't know. All right. Let's go to Lee Sterling.
You
here.
Don't know.
What's up, Lee?
You were questioning that music before we put it on last week, weren't you?
I won't question anything you do. You put up 6-2s. So he had last week.
I might work my way into your will, right?
No doubt, man. Last week when he was on with us, he gave us UNC over Miami. They were a straight-up winner on that. He gave us FSU laying the points against Louisiana Monroe. That was a loser. And he gave us FIU -7 over Western Kentucky. That was a loser. But he gave us UCF, and that was a winner. Baltimore Ravens, that was a laugher.
Easy win.
And Oregon, he had them. It was -24 against Nevada. I think they won by 120. And the Titans, he had them over Cleveland plus the points. And he had the New England-Pittsburgh under and was a winner on that. So nice job by you, Lee.
Thanks, yeah.
All right.
Got to put together two big back-to-back weeks.
I was going to say, you know, it's a you're a professional sports handicapper. Nobody remembers the previous week if you put up a stinker.
Stinker one game. I mean, you were talking about Rob Pizzola's game. I don't think I've ever lost in a game that bad. But I had a baseball game. I used to handicap baseball until maybe 13, 14 years ago. One time, felt really good. I had watched Fernando Valenzuela. This is when he made a comeback. I think he was out of the game. He was playing in Mexico in the Mexican leagues, and he pitched a game, and he was literally, it was like softballs being tossed up there. And so I put it out as a big play, bet it big. What does the guy do? Throws a no-hitter. So
yeah, that's a bad one. That's a bad one. But do you get amazed, you know, because obviously Lee's business is telling gamblers for a fee what his picks are. Do you get amazed sometimes? I bet you can give someone, you know, 6 winners in a row. You know what they're betting. You know what they're making. And then you give one stinker and they don't want to talk to you.
Oh, I can have great seasons and I put out a big play like I put out the Oregon Ducks and you lose that game. 6 weeks of winners in a row and they're due for a renewal. I mean, you would think that I got a message one time. I had to play it for my wife. She didn't believe me. A gentleman called up and left me a message and told me he was literally crying that I think his name was Billy, his son. Billy's not going to be able to play T-ball now, doesn't have any money for T-ball, and doesn't have any food or milk in the fridge for his son this week.
I'm going to blame that on Billy's dad, though, for gambling the milk money. I mean, you do this for fun, people. Do this for fun. Like, don't risk what you can't afford to risk. All right, let's get into the games. Miami Hurricanes are a 41.5-point favorite over Bethune-Cookman tomorrow. You have any feel on that?
I do. And I think they're just much better than these directional teams that Florida plays, because at least they have a band. So you have a reason to go to the game. You stay for the first half. You don't get any refreshments at halftime. You stay for the band. And then if you want to leave, you can leave after halftime. I think this is a blowout. I think Miami's going to make a statement. I've seen Bethune-Cookman the last couple of years. They just don't have players. I think Miami wins this game 77-7.
Wow. All right. And Hurricanes fans would love that because they really need something like that to kind of sink their teeth into. And then let's go to the Dolphins on Sunday. So the last I looked, they're up to 19.5 points again. Dolphins getting 19.5 Sunday from the Patriots.
I think weather could be a factor. I think this front, we might get the back end of it. I'm looking right now, it's 80% chance of rain. That's the great equalizer. We saw it last night in the Buccaneers game. I saw the forecast. I like Carolina, but not with rain, and just laid off the game. So I think Miami is probably the right side. I know what's going on with Minka Fitzpatrick, other players. They want to get traded. But Brian Flores knows New England inside and out. And I just think that they're going to come up with a game plan, and I think that it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think New England wins this game like 27-21. So as much as I liked Baltimore, I don't like it that much. Well, I'm going to play the game, but I think Miami's the right side here, plus 19 points. And remember, last Friday, you could have gotten New England at minus 9. If you're laying 19 points, you're not going to win very often at all.
And Lee, with the Antonio Brown situation, you don't need to know if he's playing or not for you to pick that 27-21 score.
I think it's the unknown here. You know, I don't think they know exactly how they're going to use him. I think it's more of a trial and error method there. They're going to try some things out. They want to win the game first. So, you know, how much can he learn? You know, maybe 20-25% of the offense. So I expect him to play 20-25 plays, but I don't know if he's going to be that big of a factor.
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. Local games of interest. FAU, they are winless, I believe. They are minus 2.5 at Ball State.
I think FAU's the right side here. Their best two players for the team, Ball State last year, their quarterback, Neal. I mean, this kid transfers, Riley Neal. He transfers to Vandy and becomes a starter. Shows you what kind of losses they have in their running back, James Gilbert, he transfers to Kansas State and is their best running back. So I think those losses really felt. They're switching to more of a 3-4 defense. I know they played Indiana close, but it was only based on the score. If you watched the game, Indiana dominated that game. I like FAU. I think they win this game here probably by at least a touchdown.
Crowder's Florida Gators are 8-point favorites at Kentucky.
The public, I think, is going to be on the side of Kentucky, home underdog. They won last year, but I just think that this is a statement game here. It's a circle game for the Gators. Dan Mullen wants to, you know, get this team back on track and get that winning streak going against Kentucky again. And make no mistake, Kentucky dominated that game last year, but Kentucky's played two MAC opponents this year, and I just think that they're going to have trouble here moving against Florida. Florida's front seven allowing just 2.2 yards per carry. Kentucky's going to play a backup quarterback here, Sawyer Smith, who comes over from Troy. He did start, not much of a come down there. He's more of a passer. But and the Kentucky game against Toledo, I mean, their quarterback, Guardini, for Toledo, had them rolling. I thought they had a chance to win the game until he went out of the game with a concussion. So I think Kentucky's down a little bit, and I think the guy that Florida's going to go after, and you'll hear the announcers. They'll show the picture of Cash Daniel. He's 56, the middle linebacker. He's the face painter. I mean, he looks like he's ready to go. Great run stopper. What did you run, Channing, your 40 in when you came out of college?
4.61.
Okay. There is no way Cash Daniel runs a 40 anywhere faster than 5.1. This kid cannot cover running backs out of the backfield. He's not going to get drafted. He's going to get burned by the Florida running back. So when you see the back of his jersey, you're going to say you heard it here first. Florida wins and covers 28-17.
All right, what about FSU? Speaking of the games with local interest, FSU's getting 8 points. They're at, I think, number 25 ranked Virginia.
You know, if you're the defensive coordinator right now for FSU, you got to be saying to yourself, your days are numbered. I think it's over as far as what they're doing defensively, even though they brought in Leavitt. I mean, if you're Harlan Barnett right now, I mean, what are you doing? You're sitting in your office every week. They're probably taking out one of your pieces of furniture, maybe replacing one of your pictures of your family. I mean, his time is ticking. Jim Leavitt will eventually be the defensive coordinator there. He was brought in a couple days ago, but you can't make changes that quick. This Virginia team is just so disciplined. I'm going to lay the 7 points. I like Virginia here. I think they win by two touchdowns.
And finally, FIU, the Panthers. Pause up, Papa. FIU is a 10.5-point favorite hosting New Hampshire.
Okay, so I knew you were going to talk about this game, so I studied New Hampshire. I watched one full game of theirs from last year. I couldn't find the one game they played this year. They lost to Holy Cross, something like 16-13 or 13-10. But watched a couple games last year and their highlights. This is not a high level of football. They're also
I could have told you that just from the fact that they're in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but that's true. Rhode Island. When you hear the name, you don't think of football players playing in the NFL.
It's not a hotbed of football activity, New Hampshire.
But there actually is. You look in the NFL rosters and you talk to people. The CAA, the Colonial Athletic Association, it is the best FCS division of football right now. It's a division below Division I football. A lot of good teams. James Madison play some good football right now, but they're going to rotate a freshman and a redshirt freshman in this game. First road game for them. Their top receiver is a redshirt freshman. They got a nice running back, Carlos Washington Jr. He gained over 500 yards last year, had 100 yards in the first game, but I just can't conceivably think that they can compete with FIU. I'm taking FIU. The line's down to 9.5. I'm all over FIU here.
All right. You talk me into it. Three random games, your choice. Lee Sterling, again, the website, ParamountSports.com. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. He was 6-2 last week. Give us three random choices.
My blowout special, like Oregon last week, my biggest play of the weekend, will be on Central Florida. Whoever scheduled this game for Stanford should have their head examined or be demoted. They played the first week against Northwestern. It's a one-score game until the last play of the game. They second half had nothing left in their road game at USC. Now they got to go cross-country to play this Central Florida team that's only lost one game in the last 2.5 years. And this game is going to be played in the 90-degree heat. Starts at 3:30 Eastern time. No one knows about the UCF quarterback, but I went up to the spring game and watched him, Dylan Gabriel. Where's he from? The hotbed. It's the cradle of quarterbacks, Hawaii. He's a number 11. He's a lefty, really sharp kid, running and throwing the football. UCF has four better running backs than Stanford has. Stanford is a name-only team right now. UCF, they've won by 7 points or more in 24 of the last 25 games.
Wow.
UCF boat races Stanford 48-24.
All right. I like that. I like the confidence in it. What else?
Second game we're going to go with is going to be TCU against Purdue. Purdue's going to, looks like, have to start a backup quarterback, Jack Plummer. He's from Arizona, but he is not Jake Plummer's son. So wanted to get that out of the way. A lot of people have actually asked him that. But TCU's defense just – too many sophisticated blitzes. They are very similar to Alabama. I think they're the right side. They're also coming off a bye week. And in the NFL, I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bounce back week here. Seattle has not seen them in 4 years. Their defensive secondary is weak, and I don't understand what Seattle's doing. They're running Chris Carson up the middle, it seems like, time after time, and ending up in a lot of third and long situations here. Pittsburgh bounces back in a big way, -4.
I would have a tough time pulling the trigger on Pittsburgh. They looked so bad on that Sunday night game.
Why don't you do this? Let's play the games up through Saturday, and then if we're up, then you play Pittsburgh with our winnings, okay?
Well, when I said I'm going to have a tough time pulling the trigger on this, I already put it in as you said it, so I am going with you blindly on everything.
Okay.
Lee Sterling, like ParamountSports.com is the website, at Paramount Sports on Twitter. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
I'll go over his picks here real quickly. His three random choices. He likes UCF laying the points against Stanford. He likes TCU over Purdue, and he likes the Steelers over Seattle. The local games, he likes FAU laying the points, Florida Gators laying the points, Virginia laying the points against FSU, and he likes FIU laying the points against New Hampshire. He also likes the Hurricanes. And he likes the Dolphins plus the points. So there you go, Lee Sterling. Some interesting picks there. I enjoyed that. And, again, he was so right on last week that I'll ride with him until he tells me don't ride with me any longer.
He's a winner, and everybody loves a winner, like my friend Eric Nunez down at Loopback Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. He's a winner, and he can make you a winner. Go holler at my homeboy, Eric Nunez, if you are in the market for a new car. There's an award-winning lineup of cars and trucks at Loopback Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They will save you less than any other dealership around, not the city, not the state, the nation. They're going to save you thousands more than any other dealer in the nation. And this dealership is where the other dealers send their families and actually go themselves. They cannot give themselves a better deal than they can get from Eric, and you're going to get that deal as well. And if you haven't seen the new Silverados, check them out. I love pickup trucks, and these new Silverados are amazing. And Loopback Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet is the Silverado headquarters. Find new roads, but don't overpay. If you are in the market for a new car, don't go anywhere else. Go holler at my boy Eric Nunez. His award-winning team, with his award-winning lineup of cars and trucks, conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. And trust me, dozens of people I've sent over there told me that Eric hooked him up. I've been hooked up twice by Eric, got two vehicles from him. He's gonna hook you up. Just go down there to Loopback Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet and see for yourself. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway, and online at Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Chevrolet.com. Loopback Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
If you thought we were done, we're not. We're just getting started this afternoon, and we've got to do our Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. That's coming up next as well. Don't go anywhere. You got a lot more Hockman and Crowder. Hey. I like it, Papa. Solana flexes with the music on Fridays, man. This is his wheelhouse. And people love it, too.
Yes.
They text him. They love it. I can't wait till 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, he does his famous song. It speaks to us. It just takes over our bodies.
Now, I know on Fridays, we have, to end the show, we have a song that we always play.
Houdini. Houdini. Freaks Come Out at Night.
Yes.
Do I have permission to change it just for today?
Oh.
You've obviously got something in mind.
Yes.
Better be impressive.
All right. I mean, you're the one in control, so you don't need to ask us permission. This is the adult world. You don't have to tell us when you're going to the bathroom. Like, you know, though, when you break tradition, you're up for criticism if it doesn't work.
You know what? Forget it. I'll do that.
No. You like basketball.
If you want to
change up the starting rotation, change it up. But it better work.
No, you know what? I'm rethinking
that
this.
That was the meekest. You know what? I'm good. All I said was you're up for criticism if it doesn't work.
Well, I didn't
say we were going to beat you out of the gang.
I rethought about it.
Jump him out.
I rethought about it. I'll play the song that I had in mind to start the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay.
The next hour.
All right. Okay. Whatever you think is right.
What does he get? I've rethought about it.
Whatever.
Rethought.
That's not even a saying.
And you couldn't have rethought about it that quickly, right?
I rethought about it.
I think you got intimidated. I don't know what happened there.
Big man.
Football
huh?
Friday brought to you by Yuengling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling, spread your wings. Hoopsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. The Beast, by the way, Beast is going to be out at Arrigo Margate this afternoon, 5 till 7. So about a little over an hour. He'll be out there with the promo team giving out prizes. And that is this afternoon, 5 till 7, Arrigo Margate, 2250 North State Road 7 in Margate. And there you go. So we have this loaded potato today. Fridays are always loaded for us, and we have some fun, and I'm watching the Dolphins line, and we're keeping our eye out on Minka Fitzpatrick news. I will tell you this. Christian Wilkins joined us around 2:15. We're going to replay it in the 5 o'clock hour. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yes.
Just for nothing else, to hear what Christian Wilkins uses as his hype music before a game. It's
weird.
Appointment listening. This is appointment listening. You will fall in love with Christian Wilkins. I am not lying. He was great.
I have.
Right?
Y'all have figured it out. I fell in love with him.
He was great. All right, let's do our Deal Volvo best bets of the week. If you're car shopping this weekend, you got to get to Deal Volvo. They're at US 1 and Bird Road right near the U, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. I was going to ask you this. There's the... the conference championship odds that are still out. You know, you can't do the over-unders on teams now. I think anybody that took the Dolphins under 4.5 has to be feeling pretty good about themselves. They're going to have a tough time putting together victories. But to win the AFC, New England obviously is a favorite. They're plus 125. It means you bet 100, you could win $125. Chiefs are plus 220. And then it goes up to plus 1,000. Ravens and Chargers. And then it goes to plus 1,700. Browns and Steelers. Everyone else is plus 2,000. So out of those, like, is it worth, let's say you were going to bet, you know, $1,000. Is it worth putting $1,000 on the New England Patriots to win the AFC? Or maybe the Chiefs at plus 220?
The Chiefs are that's very interesting.
It's a tough one.
Because last year the Chiefs would have been in the Super Bowl if, what was it, D4 didn't line up a mile and a half offsides on that interception on third down. I think those are dead on. I believe with all my heart New England or Kansas City is winning the AFC.
It's got to be one of those two.
And either one is not a bad bet if you got some money to. But it's got to sit there for a while. That's
right.
The problem. But if you got it to sit there, man, I think that's a hell of a bet, either team.
How about the NFC? So you want to guess who the favorite is in the NFC?
Rams.
Rams are plus 450. It's the Saints at plus 350.
Go Rams. Cowboys. Where's the Cowboys?
Plus 600.
I like that.
They're actually fourth. It goes Saints, Rams, Eagles, Cowboys. I'll tell you what, the Cowboys at plus 600 to win the NFC is not a bad bet.
Oh my goodness,
did they look good. Again, yeah. It was against the Giants.
But no, and they didn't even, and Zeke didn't really even do much.
Right, and Dak looked unbelievable.
That was Dak picking people apart with a guy named Gallum.
I like that. I like the Cowboys to win the NFC at plus 600. Put $1,000 on that or $100 on that. Win 600 if they can do it. Who the Cowboys have this week? Hold on, let me look this up. We'll probably get a better feel for who the Cowboys are when they're not playing the Giants. Let's see here. Dallas. Oh, they're at Washington. Now, that's always a tough game for them. Washington's bad.
And then next week we know they play the Dolphins.
That's right. Ooh, they could be 3-0.
I think they're going to be 3-0. But then we're not really going to see what they are because they got Giants, Redskins, Dolphins.
But if you're ever going to bet the Cowboys to win the NFC, you do it now. Because when they're 3-0, it's going to be plus 200 or plus 150. Like, now's the time to do it. I like it.
I like it too.
All right, that's our deal Volvo best bet then. Our deal Volvo best bet, Cowboys to win the NFC at plus 600. I like that. All right, that's our Deal Volvo Best Bet of the Week. If you're car shopping this weekend, you got to get to Deal Volvo. They're at US 1 and Bird Road right near the U, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. So in the 4 o'clock hour on this Football Friday, Ira Winderman, who covers the Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel, he always joins us on Fridays. We could talk about a lot of things, but I do have some Heat questions for him, one of the questions being the Bang Brothers Center, and see if the Heat maybe will take that offer.
You think Ira wants to talk about that?
He wrote about it.
He's a professional.
He wrote about it. The BBC
Ira,
Center.
You think Ira's going to jump on the bus?
The BBC, the bang bus.
Hey, guys, what's going on in here? Oh, goodness gracious.
And then, you know, like the BBC Center, so we learned yesterday, I learned what that actually meant.
You knew what that meant.
But then, you know, at all these sports arenas now, you know, they do have ATMs, you know, where you get the cash out of the machine. You know what I, you know, no, but I'm saying
gracious.
That, but I'm saying.
So we're going to have ATMs inside the BBC.
I'm just saying.
You can't do that.
But you've got to. It's a professional sports arena. Jamie Eisenberg also in the 4 o'clock hour. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. I'm not messing with you today,
you know,
man. Don't do
know.
This to
Jamie
me on this
Jamie Eisenberg
Friday.
Is a fantasy football guru. He's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. We got a lot to get to. Quick break. We'll come back with Ira Winderman on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.